Okay, I think we'll get started. If everyone could please put their phones on mute at this time, I would appreciate it. Okay, good morning, everyone. My name is Serena Roloff, and I'm calling from the Erie County Medical Center, and you are on the pre-proposal conference call for RFP 21904, Construction Management Services for Multiple Projects. Please note that this call will be recorded and uploaded to our website. The purpose of this call is to provide an overview of the RFP and focus on MWBE requirements and permit respondents an opportunity to ask general RFP policy questions and procedure questions. However, any contact-specific questions must be submitted in writing to me by the end of the day on Thursday, February 28th, 2019. My email address is listed on the first page of the RFP down at the bottom. It is sroloff@ecmc.edu. When emailing me, please remember to reference the RFP number in the subject line, which is 21904. Any addendum will be issued on or before March 9th with the answers to any submitted questions. The addendum will be uploaded to the New York State Contract Reporter as well as ECMC's website under bid opportunities. As a reminder to all, we are currently in the restricted period of this RFP. Respondents may only contact me during this time. Directors, officers, and employees of ECMC are required to document when contacted during this restricted period. So please be sure to only contact me with any questions that you may have and not to CC anyone else on the email, any employees of ECMC. The RFP is due on March 14th at 11 a.m. and a hard copy and one electronic copy must be sealed and delivered to my office by the deadline. The instructions are on page one of this RFP, and please remember, late emailed or incomplete proposals may be rejected. I cannot accept emailed copies of your proposal. They must come to my office, one hard copy. Now, if everyone can please turn to section 5 of the RFP, located on page 8. Page 8 and page 9 of this RFP. Section 5 is a list of all the required documents for this RFP. Please ensure that all exhibits are fully completed and signatures are provided on any exhibits that may require them. All completed documents must be submitted with your proposal. For this RFP, only Exhibit F may not be applicable to your firm since it is only required to be submitted by non-for-profit corporations. Now I'll move on forward and explain some of these exhibits more in depth. Please note at this time that Exhibit B attached to this RFP was intended for IFBs only and not RFPs. I will update those shortly, I hope to by tomorrow. You'll be able to download the corrected Exhibit B from our website or on the New York State Contract Reporter. At this time, please turn to Exhibit B2, which is our MWBE utilization plan. When completing this form, please be sure to complete the top portion of this document along with a signature. This RFP has a 30% MWBE requirement. 20% of this requirement is for minority, and 10% is for women-owned businesses. Please search the MWBE directory that is listed in Section 2 of Exhibit B for New York State Certified MWBE firms. We will only accept New York State Certified MWBE firms, so please be sure to use the directory. You will be looking for subcontractors that can perform a commercially useful function on this particular project. What that means is construction-related work. For example, you may be looking for a surveying company versus an MWBE that will be cleaning your office. So we want these MWBE firms and also SDVOB firms to be doing construction-related work to this project. Once you identify these firms, please list the subcontractors you intend on using for this contract. You can list them in the first column, along with their federal ID and detailed description of work and the percentage or dollar value you intend on spending with this subcontractor. The detailed description of work must match what the vendor is coded for in the directory. So for example, if a vendor is listed in the directory as doing drywall work, you cannot list them for project management. They have to be coded for project management. So please be careful when completing the utilization plan that those codes match. Another important note to mention when filling out this form, if the vendor is listed as a broker or a wholesale supplier, you will only receive a 25% credit for that subcontractor. So for example, if you intend on spending $100,000 with an MWBE supplier, you will only get $25,000 credit going towards fulfilling your requirement. So please keep that in mind. You may use as many subcontractors as you wish to achieve your goal. You can use 2 or you can use 30. As long as your requirement comes to totals at least 30%, 20 with M's and 10 with W's. If you are an MBE or a WBE yourself, you may self-perform the requirement you identify with and subcontract the other portion of the requirement. If you are an M and a WBE, you may only self-perform for one of the requirements. You would have to identify with one portion of it and perform for that work. But you would still have to subcontract the other requirement. So for example, if I am an MWBE vendor, I would choose to identify myself as the M portion so I can perform the higher percentage, which is 20%. So I would self-perform 20% and I would subcontract 10% of the work to a WBE firm. Please also be sure to complete the second page of this form. Now moving on to Exhibit B3, which is the SDVOB utilization plan. This form will be completed the same way as Exhibit B2. However, please use the SDVOB directory listed in Exhibit B, and the SDVOB requirement on this RFP is 6%. Moving on to Exhibit G, this is the Diversity Practices Questionnaire. This form will need to be completed and notarized. There is a scoring sheet on the last page of this document, and this will explain how the exhibit will be scored for a total of 5 points designated to Diversity Practice Questionnaire in the evaluation criteria. If any of these forms are not completely or properly included in your proposal, you will receive a letter of deficiency stating your deficiency, and you will have a number of days to correct your deficiency, or your proposal may be disqualified. I know I kind of moved through this quickly, but at this time, is there any questions regarding MWBE requirements or SDVOB requirements? Okay, so all the utilization plans submitted should be perfect, hopefully, and there will be no letters of deficiency. Okay, at this time, though, I do want to open up the line to any MWBE firms as well as SDVOB firms that would like to pair up with other firms. If you're on the line and you wish to identify yourself and state your contact information, you may do so at this time. Is there any MWBE or SDVOB firms on this line? Or any other firms that just want to pair up with other companies?
Good morning. This is Natalia from DAC Consulting. We provide construction management services as an agent, and for this job, we'll be interested to help maybe with estimating, scheduling, project engineering services.
Okay, Natalia, what is the name of your company again? Could you spell it?
It's, sure, it's DAC Consulting. It's DACK.
Okay.
Consulting. And the email address will be marketing2@DACConsulting.com.
Okay, and do you have a phone number you can share with us?
Natalia, can you repeat that?
Do you have a phone number that you could share with us?
Sure. It's 914-686-7102.
Okay. Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you. My name is Ijaz Akbar. I'm calling from IA Engineering PC, and we are minority-owned firm, and we provide construction, inspection, and management services. And we are looking for MEP because we are basically electrical, mechanical, communication, security systems, and components. This is our expertise, and we are looking for construction, inspection, or management for the MEP and elevator improvement project of this RFP.
Okay, and your contact information, please.
Okay, it's our contact number is 718-845-9800, and the email address is IAK, as in Kennedy, B as in boy, AR, at IAE. ENNG.com.
And your name again is?
Ijaz Akbar, IJAZ, first name, and last name is Akbar, AKBAR.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And my name is Michael Keller, KELLER, and I am with the 2M Corporation. That's the number 2, the letter M as in Michael Corporation. And we are construction managers and general constructors with regard to interior fit-out disciplines. And we also have some distributorship agreements for certain construction-related materials. We are an SDVOB, Service Disabled Veteran-Owned Business. Our contact phone number is area code 516-360-2225, and the contact email address will be Mike, M-I-K-E, at the number 2, the letter M, corporation, spelled out, .com. Mike at 2mcorporation.com.
Thank you, Mike. Is there anyone else? Any other questions regarding MWBE or SDVOB requirements or how to complete any of these forms? Okay, please remember that the questions are due on Thursday to be submitted to me. If you have any questions, please email them to me by the end of day on Thursday. Please stay tuned on the New York State Contract Reporter as well as the ECMC website under bid opportunities for any updates or addendums that will be listed. As I said, Exhibit B will be replaced with the correct Exhibit B. So please be on the lookout for that. Thank you everyone for your time, and I look forward to
Serena.
Yes.
Serena, quick question.
Sure.
This was a mandatory. Are you taking attendance from the other firms that are on?
I don't believe this was mandatory.
It says mandatory pre-proposal conference.
Yeah, no, that is a typo. Mandatory was taken off out of everywhere else on this RFP, except for there. So that is a typo.
Okay.
So we will be listing the conference call on the website, and I will issue an addendum for that as well. The conference call will be listed on the uploaded to the website for anyone to download it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, everyone, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.